This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Too many times where people have neglected to look. Or even if they did look, they neglected to speak. Or even if they did speak, it was simply lip service detached from life service. From far too long, we've been blind, we've been silent, we've been disjointed, and as a result, we find ourselves constantly behind the eight ball of injustice that has us pigeonholed in the past and in the present. But no longer is this type of passivity acceptable. There's some winds blowing in our world. And I trust that that's why we're gathered here today. That's why I'm here today. I did not come to the Lorraine Motel, to the National Civil Rights Museum, simply to honor the legacy, life, and love of the valuable and invaluable American hero, Dr. King. Brothers and sisters, I came here today to carry his mantle. I came to let somebody know what I see, and I'm here to tell you some of what I see is disturbing. I see greed on Wall Street that exploits our people on Main Street, and it bothers me. I see frivolous political posturing on Capitol Hill in the form of filibusters and partisanship, and it bothers me. I see negligence and insensitivity in our own city hall that continues to demonize and abuse the poor and working class in the name of urbanization and social progress, and it bothers me. I see a sophisticated racism, classism, sexism, homophobia, and narcissism that masquerades around under the guise of liberty and patriotism. And since I'm a man of the cloth and an equal opportunity offender, I see ministerial leaders who are so insensitive, they'll raise funds for a jet but won't lift a finger for justice. And it bothers me. Some of what I see disturbs me. I see greed, I see poverty, I see fear, I see pain and injustice. But brothers and sisters, I'm a man of the cloth. I got some hope. That's not all I see. Just like Dr. King, I'm a man of faith. I see, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Not only do I see disturbance, I see some deliverance. Not only do I see greed, I see God's grace. I see what the Bible would call streams in the midst of the desert. I see crooked places being made straight. I see civil rights soldiers still marching in Selma, and we need to be marching with them. I see the faith community of activists and clergy in Ferguson, and we ought to be fighting alongside them. I see the boldness of the Black Lives Matter movement, and we need to build with them. I see a movement manifesting itself in Memphis. I see some hope. I see some courage. I see some love. I see some potential. And isn't that why we're here today? Because together we can see something. Together we can say something. And together we can do something. I see something. So I stopped by here today to say something. But I ain't done with just seeing and saying. I promise to do something. I promise to live out the words of that old hymn. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Until I die. I came here to say something because I see something, but I also trust that we're here to do something, and I pray all of us would commit ourselves to doing something. Shortly after Dr. King had his spirit extracted from his body in this sacred space, the people of this museum laid a wreath over this balcony. I have been given the blessing and the burden of laying this wreath here. There's going to be some music, and there'll be a moment of silence. During the moment of silence, I will hang a wreath here as they do every year in this place. And it will stay for the next year. And I'm prayerful that this wreath would signify our continued commitment to the call, to the cause, and to the compassion of social justice. Thank you.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.